Hello, travelers. Welcome to Urban Scare Podcast. This is episode 2 of The Habu's Journey, written, directed, and produced by Suzanne Daniels. We hope you will enjoy our story and give us some love. We are not a big company, but a party of AI voices and images populating Suzanne's brain.
Under the spectral moonlight, a moon now cloaked in ominous intent, Da Habu's saga continues. Once a fierce warrior, Da Habu now wrestles with a curse far more confining than the chains he shattered aboard the Sable Marauder. As the moon swells into fullness, the ship's timbers moan under the dual weights of dread and anticipation. Da Habu's first transformation seizes him with brutal force, his body writhing and twisting in unrelenting agony. His cries, raw and harrowing, pierce the night sky. Caught between horror and awe, the crew witnesses their formidable captor morph into something far more fearsome than an unruly slave, but a creature of nightmares. Amid this chaos and screams of horror, old Gregory, a seasoned navigator, in spite of his trepidation, he steps forward.
Captain, the moon may have cursed you, but legend holds the key, its name. The moon's shard, it's hidden on the Isle of Shadowed Promises, an ancient artifact set to master the beast now sheltered within you. No one has ever seen it, but Captain, if you survive gazing at the magical stone, you will receive riches beyond your wildest dream.
Da Habu's golden eyes lock onto Gregory's. The thought of mastering his curse, wielding this dark gift rather than being ruled by it, sparks a fierce curiosity within him. He commands the crew to steer for the isle, promising, if they capture it, to share the riches. Despite their fears, the lure of unimaginable wealth binds them in a tenuous alliance. As the Sable Marauder carves through the sea's embrace, whispers of mutiny flicker among the shadows. The first mate, a staunchly loyal to the late Captain Hargrove and hater of humans with dark skin, conspires in hushed tones with others who disdain the African. Their whispered plotting thickens into a secret scheme to reclaim the ship and turn away from the cursed quest led by their black captain.
You can't trust him. He's an animal twice over.
On the deck, Da Habu stands, his mind reeling from the transformation's fury. Yet amidst this upheaval, he discovers an unexpected clarity, an unforeseen gift from the captain's bite. Phrases and sentences in English, once as foreign as the sea's chilling depths, now flow through his mind.
He's an animal, not human. We need to kill him.
This sudden language ability puzzles him. Could a man, once bound by his homeland's tongues, suddenly grasp and speak such unknown words? Da Habu understands every word. Empowered by the full moon's might, Da Habu unleashes both his newfound strength and cunning upon the mutineers. His ferocious roar and menacing glare send waves of terror through the crew as he towers over them, a monstrous figure of raw, primal authority. With swift and brutal force, he crushes their rebellion, his fierce hand leaving no doubt of his dominance, while his dark promises of rewards lure the loyal back into obedience. As dawn quells the night's tension, Da Habu holds steadfast at the helm, his gaze fixed on the horizon. Though the mutiny has been subdued, the seed of dissent still festers in some. For now, they sail onward, toward the Isle of Shadowed Promises, where fate awaits to either bless or murder them all. Each wave edges them nearer to the unknown, the line between man and beast blurring subtly as Dar Hobbo grapples with his dual nature. A dense fog envelops the vessel, reducing the world to whispers beyond the prow. He stands resolute at the helm, his senses no longer human but supernatural. Unafraid, Dar Hobbo navigates the ship through the thick, tangible murk. Through dense, grey fog, the Isle of Shadowed Promises materializes. The sun, locked in an eternal duel with the moon, casts an otherworldly twilight over the island, immersing it in dusk and shadows. Jagged rocks, resembling the monstrous teeth of a colossal beast, line the shore. Relentless waves crash into stony barriers as if being devoured, sending furious warnings to the unwelcomed trespassers. As the crew anchors near this foreboding shore, a chilling silence envelops the island, thick with the scents of decay and brine. A faint, haunting melody, akin to a siren's lament, whispers through the trees, barely audible over the waves' ceaseless rush. The island, a stark contrast of gnarled trees twisting skyward in apparent agony and thick vines, strangling their trunks, weaves through the underbrush in a suffocating embrace. Rolling mists obscure the path winding into the island's heart. Leading a small party ashore with cautious steps and drawn weapons, Dar Hobbo and his companions are guarded not only against the tangible threats but against the dread filling their hearts. The ground beneath their boots is soft, made of black sand that seems to swallow light, rendering their lanterns as mere flickers against the darkness. The air grows thick with menace, unspoken yet palpable. Strange, twisted sculptures, perhaps once men, line the path, their expressions frozen in terror, engulfed by moss and vines as if the island claimed them. Soft, eerie lights dart between the trees. The path leads to an ancient temple, half engulfed by the earth. Its stones slick with moss. Here, in this eerie temple's heart, lies the moon's shard, guarded by riddles and traps that challenge not merely the body but the mind and soul. As Dar Hobbo and his chosen companions stand before the temple's entrance, they steel themselves to plunge into its depths, each step a defiance against the island's overwhelming desire to consume them. Their quest for the moon's shard confronts them with their deepest fears, brought to life by the island's dark magics. From the shadows of the temple's arched doorway, a figure emerges. She is Amina, the guardian of the moon's shard, her skin a rich ebony, her eyes a deep, mesmerizing green that seems to glow with an inner light. Her long dreadlocks, woven with beads and feathers, sway with her movements. The eerie silence pulls back like a receding tide as she speaks.
Welcome, travelers. I am Amina, guardian of the moon's shard. Seems the fates have woven our paths together on this night of an endless eclipse. The path you seek will test more than your strength.
Dar Hobbo steps forward.
We seek the moon shard to control a curse that binds me. Me and my men mean no harm to this sacred place, but I must protect those under my command and find the family taken from me.
His crew's faces reveal a mix of awe and fear, yet Dar Hobbo's voice remains steady. Amin scrutinizes Dar Hobbo for a moment, her eyes scanning his form as if deciphering an unspoken language written across his soul. She steps aside, gesturing toward the temple's dark interior.
The moon's shard does not yield its power lightly. It demands a trial of spirit and truth. If you are ready, follow me into the heart of the eclipse. But beware, the treasures you find within may not be as easily shackled as the chains you endured as a human.
With a silent nod, Dahabu signals most of his crew to remain behind. A few walk behind him. The few he chooses are men that have fought against other mutinous sailors. They follow Amina into the temple, each echoing steps, deepening their descent into the cryptic depths of an unknown. Under the shadowed arches of the ancient temple, guided by Amina, Dahabu finds the courage to voice his questions, his words clear and confident in his newly acquired language.
Captain, werewolves are not mere beasts, they are keepers of secrets and inheritors of an arcane legacy. This legacy includes the power of understanding, a bridge between the beast within and the world of man. Long ago, the first werewolves were cast with a spell, an enchantment that wove the fabric of human knowledge into their very being. This spell was born of necessity, a means to navigate the world of men. It allows those like you to interact with the myriad faces of humanity, to blend in, to communicate, and to influence. It is a tool for survival, for the werewolf must walk in two worlds.
Like the moonlight on the sea's surface, this revelation illuminates his mind. His curse was not a sentence to darkness but a doorway to a vast, shared past between humans and beasts. It connects him to centuries of lore, to a lineage that transcends his plight. The weight of his new reality settles upon his broad shoulders, as a mantle of responsibility. He is part of something greater, a legacy woven through the ages with strands of terror and wisdom. An ancient wisdom courses through his veins, guiding him as he navigates the challenges that lie ahead. They venture deeper into the shadowed recesses of the temple, each step a defiance against the island's overwhelming desire to consume them. Standing before the inner sanctum, where the moon's shard is said to rest, Dahabu understands the true extent of his journey. He must embrace the duality of his nature, find balance in the legacy bestowed upon him. Here, under the watchful eyes of Amina and the ancient spirits of the temple, Dahabu prepares to claim the shard. The three men who accompany him fall on their knees and bow to their captain and master.